Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Not so much sunshine in the Saints locker room as of late. Max Unger retiring. Now, that was a surprise to us. I don't think it was a surprise to the Saints. Mark Ingram gone and Benjamin Watson retired. And in addition to the on-field presence, what about the locker room presence of those three? Mike Dettelier joins us right now, our WWL NFL analyst, to talk about that and free agency. Hey, Mike, how you?
I'm good. Thank you, Tommy.
Let's talk about Max Unger retiring and who came in, and is there any way to really replace him?
Well, listen, nothing stays the same. You got a new team every year. Doesn't mean that they're going to get worse or better, but that's what happens in the NFL. It's a constant change, either through free agency, trades, draft, retirement. And so it is what it is. It's part of the league. If you listen to Sean Payton late in the year, he gave you the first strong hint. And when he talked about, you know, needs that we're going to look at, and, you know, he brought up the tight end position and defensive line and depth up front along the offensive line. He gave you the hint. Mm-hmm. It's almost like listening to Coach O. They do it a little bit differently, but they sort of lead you down the road.
If you listen, and, huh?
If you listen, yeah. And it's a trait a lot of people don't have. But you got to listen good to what they're trying to tell you and read between the lines. And, you know, Max has played a lot of football and a lot of really good football, but you kind of know, your body sort of tells you when it's time to leave. Now, for some people, they try to trick it and try to extend it, but you would rather know now than know in September. They had been talking to Nick Easton now for some time since free agency started. So they sort of knew that this was going to happen with him. Nick had came into the league, undrafted free agent, a Harvard guy, has played both center and guard, has played with the Ravens, 49ers, Vikings. He's a better center than he is a guard. Mm-hmm. And he's a very serviceable player. He reminds me a lot of a guy they had years ago in Jonathan Goodwin, who was a pretty good center. He played a little bit of guard, but, you know, he came into the league as a kind of a backup guy, and then he got thrust into action. He became a pretty good center, not only for the Saints, also for the 49ers. So you're right about the locker room. It changes every year. But there's nothing you can really do about that. It changes like that for every team, and you have to adjust to it. It's just part of the NFL commuter world.
I know how important you say his center is, and, you know, of course,
oh God,
Max Unger making the calls and so forth. How hard is it going to be for somebody? Well, first of all, we got two guys, Louisiana guys, Tom and the guy from Brother Martin. I forgot his name.
Yeah, Will Clapp.
Will Clapp, yeah. Are they in a running to be the starting center or not really?
I think Will Clapp's a better guard than he is a center, to be honest with you. Cameron Tom's a Baton Rouge kid who went to Southern Miss and has played pretty well when given an opportunity. But the money that you paid Nick Easton, he's going to be your starting center.
Yeah.
That's... I'm sure Tom will get a lot of work, and he's a guy that they like a lot, and he's been on the roster the last couple years. So he's in the competition, but this job is Nick Easton's to lose. But you paid him the kind of cash that you paid him. You want him not to be the backup. He's the starting center for your football team. And, again, I think Will, I think he's a better guard than center in the NFL.
So you know you always say you're not getting if you never stay the same, you're getting better, yep. You're getting worse. so far, were Saints getting better or getting worse?
Well, with that, I would like to see if they make one more move, and that's at the tight end position, because I think that that's a big need area. And I always say I wait till after the draft. Now, you don't have a lot of picks to do that, but there's always that flat part of free agency when everything starts to kind of dwindle down a little bit and how well you can pick up a guy or two in that time frame. It's going to be different because of the people that you lost that held leadership positions. But, you know, you got people who are similar in that spot, in different spots. The defensive line, I think you've certainly upgraded that area, bringing in Mario Edwards Jr. to help out as a defensive end, defensive tackle, and certainly with Malcolm Brown. So it's still a little early to determine, you know, how much better you've gotten or how much worse you've gotten. But the fact that they had a pretty quick plan for everything goes to show you that, you know, this isn't pieced together in a day. You know, you're not sitting around talking, shooting the breeze. You had a plan on what you wanted to do if something didn't happen. And that's impressive, because in the past, that wasn't the case at all with this franchise.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Tommy.
You bet. Have a good day. Mike Dettelier, WWL NFL analyst. I'll throw that out there as well. You think the Saints have gotten better, gotten worse, or too early to tell?
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.